Today's gospel of Jesus commissioning the apostles and disciples to go out and preach the good news to all the world, coupled with the feast of the evangelist Saint Mark, who wrote for us his gospel, the first of the four gospels that was written somewhere around the year 60 AD, provides for us an opportunity to reflect on the transmission of the faith in the first century of Christianity and the meaning and importance of the Gospels in our own life. I think the first important thing from today's Gospel is that Jesus, in giving his command to the apostles to go out and to preach the word and to heal, to teach, to drive out demons, he's essentially giving them the same instructions to carry out the ministry that Jesus himself performed. And so what he's really saying is, as I have shown you, as I have done in my name and with my power and authority, you go out and do the same and carry this ministry and good news forward to the ends of the earth. And to that end, it's very significant that at the end of today's gospel, it says very clearly, the Lord worked through them. In other words, they're not out there of their own name or their own power, but it's the power of the Lord Jesus who is working through them. And this then tells us immediately that what Jesus communicates to Peter and the apostles and the first disciples in the church is really the authority to go out and do as Jesus did. And that they have among themselves, through the power of the Holy Spirit, a living authority to decide how and when they are to conduct this mission of the Lord to the people that they encounter. It's interesting in a way that the first gospel wasn't written until about 30 years after Jesus was crucified. You see, Jesus, if you think of it, he could have written down in a way his own memoirs, and perhaps in the Garden of Gethsemane said, guys, I'm about to go here to undergo my passion. I've written down my life story. I want you to take this book, I want you to copy it out as many times as you can and bring it to everybody who you know and read it to all those who are out there. He didn't do that. He gave them a spontaneous authority to communicate the revelation that he entrusted them with. And so in the first century, they really were communicating and evangelizing through what is called the oral tradition. But it was based on this living authority that Jesus had given to them. And then in time, as the first apostles were coming toward the end of their life, the church, with this authority granted from Christ, reached the decision that it would behoove them to settle in for the long haul and to say, with all these firsthand witnesses who have seen and testified to their relationship with Jesus and what he has done, we better start writing these things down for posterity's sake so that this same revelation can be passed to others. But again, it's from this authority which they possess within them, given from the Lord, that they make the decision, and secondly, that they're able to determine which of these books are going to be a part of the canon of what we call sacred scripture, and which of them are not to be considered as the revealed word of God. Because we know there were other gospels, such as the Gospel of Tom or Gospel of James, that were written, but which were precisely rejected by the living authority of the church as not being properly and truly the Word of God. And so the authority in the church really was essential to the communication of the revelation and to the establishment subsequently of the Word of God. And this brings me to the final point pertaining to Mark and the evangelists, that the sacred authors of the Gospels and in fact of all the books of the Bible really write under what we call the charism of inspiration, which is to say they are human beings who write using human literary techniques, human language, human literary points of emphasis, but they're writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, who is the author of the content of the message which is being communicated. And to that end, we can see in the Gospels, but if you compare the four of them, they have different literary value in terms of their grammatical precision, etc. They have different points of emphasis depending on the evangelist and what aspect of salvation he was particularly trying to communicate. But they are proclaiming the same Jesus Christ, the same message of salvation, and the same word of God and revelation that has been transmitted down to us until this day. They are human instruments carrying a divine message and the Word of God under the charism of inspiration from the Holy Spirit. And this really is the amazing gift that sacred scripture is to us. Jesus transmitted the revelation of God to the apostles. They carried it forth in the oral tradition, and it eventually was written down for us in sacred scripture, which always has to be accompanied with the living tradition of the church that Christ himself established through Peter, and in whose authority we can authentically interpret and understand the Word of God and apply it to our lives today. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward, let us give thanks to God for this great gift of revelation that we've received through Jesus Christ, that has been handed on to us through the authority of the church and the sacred Word of God. Let us pray that we always treasure this revelation that has been given to us, and that we too would participate in this living mission to go out to the ends of the world and to share with others the good news of Jesus Christ and the salvation that he won for us. Amen.